This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern thanked New Zealanders Saturday for delivering her party a landslide general election victory. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern delivered the biggest election victory, the centre-left Labour Party, in half a century on Saturday, as voters rewarded her for decisive leadership in recent months. Ardern will face the challenge of delivering on the progressive transformation she promised but failed to deliver in her first term, where Labour shared power with the Nationalist Party. Ardern promised supporters she would build an economy that works for everyone, creates jobs, train people, protect the environment and address climate challenges and social inequalities.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. French officials say a suspect shot dead by police after the gruesome beheading of a history teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Moscow-born Chechen refugee. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Anti-terrorism prosecutor Jean-Francois Ricard says an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive had been opened. The suspect, who'd been granted a 10-year-old residency in France as a refugee in March and was not known to intelligence services, had been armed with a knife and an airsoft gun, which fires plastic pellets. Ricard added a text claiming responsibility for killing the teacher and a photograph were found on the suspect's phone. The suspect was shot dead after he failed to respond to orders to put down his arms and acted in a threatening manner. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds marched in Lebanon's capital Saturday to mark the first anniversary of a non-sectarian protest movement that has rocked the political elite but has yet to achieve its goal of sweeping reform. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets in a wave of protests across Bangkok and other Thai cities on Saturday, this in defiance of a government crackdown following 3 months of demonstrations aimed at the prime minister and Thailand's king. Protesters are demanding the removal of Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha, a former military ruler, and they have also become openly critical of Thailand's new king. On Thursday, the government banned all political gatherings of five or more people. Police have arrested roughly 50 people in the past week. U.S. President Donald Trump continues a hectic series of rallies across the United States on Saturday, 17 days before the presidential election. The president is campaigning in the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin. He is trying to make up lost ground against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. Biden, after making several campaign stops Friday in Michigan, is keeping a low profile on Saturday in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. The Women's March returned to Washington and other cities across the United States Saturday with the intent of encouraging Americans to vote President Trump out of office and to protest the Supreme Court nomination of conservative judge Amy Coney Barrett. A counter-protest organized by a conservative women's group also is taking place Saturday at the Supreme Court. The Independent Women's Forum plans an I'm With Her rally in support of Barrett confirmation. Chancellor Angela Merkel is urging Germans to come together like they did in the spring to slow the spread of the coronavirus as the country posts another daily record of new cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
New restrictions have gone into effect in several European nations in an effort to staunch the resurgence of the pandemic, the German Chancellor saying difficult months are ahead. How the winter will be, how our Christmas will depend on everyone's behaviour, she says. While in Paris and eight other French cities, restaurants, bars, movie theatres and other establishments were being forced to close no later than 9 p.m. to try to reduce contact between people. The country is deploying 12,000 extra police officers to enforce the new rules. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Azerbaijan's president Ilham Aliyev is vowing to take revenge on Armenia after a missile strike killed 12 sleeping people in the city of Ganja. A dramatic escalation of conflict over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. The attack came hours after Azerbaijani forces shelled the capital of the ethnic Armenian separatist region. Nigerians took to the streets of Lagos Saturday to join mounting protests against police brutality. More than 10,000 demonstrators clogged roads, bringing the center of the economic hub to a standstill. For more news whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. VOA News.